I'd like to talk a little bit about today's first reading. Today's first reading is the end of a great story concerning the general Naaman and his healing from leprosy. And the story can be found in the fifth chapter of 2 Kings. So if you have a chance this week, you should read the first part of this story. It starts at the beginning of chapter 5 of 2 Kings. You won't regret it. It's very interesting and entertaining, and I think very helpful for us. So what we hear in today's first reading is just the end of the story. So I'm going to go back through to the beginning of this story of Naaman the Syrian. So in the story, we're introduced to Naaman, who's a respected general in Syria. And he was beloved by his king, the king of Syria, because he's been victorious for him in battle. But Naaman has a big problem. He is a leper. So in other words, he suffers from this humiliating skin disease that probably embarrasses him quite a bit and is also physically painful for him. So already we're reminded, I think, of an important truth, and that's that everybody, no matter how important they are, suffers in some way. For many, it might be a secret suffering across an ailment known only to them. And so this is why it's important that we try to reject feelings of jealousy and envy. When they come up, it's easy for us to look at other people and think, oh, well, they have the perfect family, the perfect life, they have the job that I wish I had, or they have plenty of money. But the reality is that Everybody, doesn't matter how important or unimportant, has a source of suffering in their life known to them and known to God. Everybody has a problem or a cross in their life that brings them to their knees, something they would do anything to remedy. So Naaman, like everybody else, would do anything to remedy this particular source of suffering in his life, which is this skin condition that he has that embarrasses him and that's painful. So in Naaman's household, there's a little Israelite slave girl who's the servant of his wife. And so one day, this little Israelite slave girl pipes up and says, "Master, you should go to Israel to the prophet Elisha, and he can heal you." Now, the proper response to this little girl would have been laughter or indignation. Because first of all, a little Israelite slave girl in Syria is at the bottom of the totem pole. She's a real nobody. Nobody would listen to a little girl, especially a little foreign girl of a pagan religion. Yet, there must be this desperation in Naaman that makes him listen and that makes him even willing to go into enemy territory, which is what Israel would be, to seek out this prophet from this foreign religion for the healing that he so desires. So Naaman goes to his king for permission, and his king writes a letter to the king of Israel, requesting help for his beloved general Naaman. So this is going to be now one of the important themes of the story, how Naaman humbles himself in order to seek the healing that he wants and needs. So when Naaman arrives in Israel, he presents this letter from his king to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel responds very negatively. Basically, the king of Israel figures, understandably, that this is a setup. That basically, Syria's asking for us to perform this miracle that we're not going to be able to perform. And then Syria's going to use this as an excuse to invade us. That's basically what the king thinks. So the humiliation continues for Naaman. It was enough for him to go into enemy territory to request this healing, but now he's practically setting off an international incident in doing so. So the prophet Elisha hears of the request and sends his messenger to Naaman with a message on how he can be healed. And the message is this: go and bathe 7 times in the River Jordan and you'll be healed. And even though Naaman has been quite humiliated in his quest for healing, to him, this is the last straw. He basically says, look, I came all this way. You don't even meet with me face to face. You send your slave to talk to me. And now you're telling me to go wash in your muddy podunk river? There are plenty of large, clean rivers in my country where I could have washed. I'm going home. So that was Naaman's response. He's had enough. He's humbled himself enough, and it hasn't worked. But Naaman's servants then intervene, and they say, you came all this way. If this prophet had told you to do something crazy like stand on your head and recite some incantation, you would have done it. You don't want to do it because he's telling you to do something that's so mundane, something so ordinary. Just try it. And so Naaman does. He again humbles himself, submits to the direction of this Israelite prophet, washes himself 7 times in the Jordan, and instantly he's cleansed of his skin disease. And in today's reading, we see what his response to his healing is. He says, no more will I offer sacrifice to any other god except the God of Israel, who truly is the one true God. So he responds with great gratitude. So what can we learn from Naaman's story? Well, remember we said that every one of us has a cross. Every one of us has a source of suffering that's really bothersome to us. How do we respond to it? And the lesson from Naaman is that we must respond with humility. Now, I think responding to with humility doesn't just mean praying in our heart of hearts that the Lord's going to take this away from us, but like Naaman, it means actively seeking out the healing that we need. So, to give you a little personal example that was humbling for me, yesterday I realized that I had something really wrong with my eyes, and I knew it was because I used some old saline. So I learned my lesson. I was out of saline. I was traveling. I remembered I had a bottle of saline in my car from a couple years ago, and I used it, and sure enough, it burned like crazy when I put my contacts in the next morning. But I sucked it up and went through the day, and then went through part of yesterday, and then I began to realize that something was really wrong, because by the end of the afternoon yesterday, I could hardly keep my eyes open, and it was so painful. So thankfully, I have an ophthalmologist in my parish, and so I called him. And, you know, it was humbling for me to bother him on a Saturday, but thankfully, we got things taken care of, and I'm much better today. I have to wear my glasses for a while, but, you know, it's going to be okay. When, for us to respond properly to a physical condition that we have, we ought to humble ourselves and go to the doctor. Is it humbling to do that? Absolutely. But we ought to do that if we want healing. Another really good thing to do if we're suffering physically is to humble ourselves and to go to a priest to get anointed, to ask a priest to pray with you, or to ask someone else to pray with you. Pray with me that God would help me to persevere through this, or that even that God would heal me of this affliction. But if we know that this is what we ought to do in the physical order, surely on the spiritual order, we should follow the same advice, which means if we're suffering from a spiritual problem, or if we're really struggling with sins, we should go to a priest. We should go to confession, first of all. Is confession 100% of the time humbling? Absolutely. 100% of the time going to confession is humbling. But if we want to be healed, God wants us to submit to what he wants us to do, which includes being humbled. But that's where the healing lies, in our willingness to humble ourselves, in our willingness to present to someone who can actually help us honestly and humbly what's wrong with us. So I think there's so much that we can take from this story today. But there's one other thing I want to point out, because I think the first thing that we learned from our readings today is humility. The second thing that we learned from these readings today is gratitude. So this is most obvious in the story that we hear in our gospel today, which is these 10 lepers who cry out for Jesus so that he heals them. And he, by golly, he does heal them. And one of the 10 returns to express gratitude to the Lord for healing. This is the question that I want to ask us about Naaman and about this leper who returns to be healed. After he's healed, after he's encountered God, after he's realized, like Naaman, that God is really God, how then does Naaman feel about the leprosy with which he struggled after he's healed? How does Naaman look back to think about that source of suffering in his life? I bet he looks back at it with gratitude, because it was that suffering that brings him to the living God and a relationship with him. If it hadn't been for the leprosy, he probably never would have encountered the true God and been able to worship his creator. The same thing is true with this leper who comes back to have this relationship with Jesus, this encounter with Jesus. How's he going to look back at his leprosy? I bet that he's able to be grateful for it, that he's able to say, God, if you had never given this to me, I never would have met you in person. So this is the attitude that God's inviting us to have towards our own ailments, whatever they are, physical, spiritual, emotional, mental, psychological. We all have something. How is the Lord inviting us to humble ourselves? And how is the Lord asking us to see him in the struggle, allowing us to have the struggle, not because he likes to see us suffer, because he wants to destroy us, but precisely because he wants to encounter us in the struggle. He wants to encounter us in the suffering. He wants the suffering to lead us back to him. That's the only reason he allows it in the first place, that we would come back to him. So today, as we really encounter Jesus at the altar because he really comes, let's bring to him that source of suffering in our own life. Let's bring it to Jesus. Let's ask him for the courage to humble ourselves in whatever way he's inviting us to do that. But then let's also ask him to show us his face in the midst of the suffering, to show us even why he allows it in our life. Surely he only allows it so that we are able to come closer to him.